Hey guys, welcome to the OIE Hub. This is a podcast targeted at commercial professionals who are focused on creating consistent value in their personal lives and their careers. Today we're going to be talking about how to engage with seemingly difficult customers in quotes. Now, a lot of my mentees keep speaking to me, especially the ones in the sales arena. They keep asking me, you know, how do you deal effectively with a difficult customer, especially a difficult customer who you know presents a huge opportunity and actually has that opportunity that can actually be closed out on? How do you navigate through dealing with that customer to get to a point where you're able to close out on the opportunity? Now, there isn't any one size that fits all to solve this problem, but I'll just speak through some of the things I've encountered in my experience and some of the learnings I've had in my experience as a salesperson. Now, you have to understand that the first thing is, when we say difficult customer, I'd like to put that in quotes, because difficult is subjective and it's relative. So don't be very quick to judge a customer as difficult. Sometimes they put up a tough front early as a defense mechanism or just to prepare for the battle of negotiation that is ahead. This really can change, you know, as quickly as it started. Once they see and understand that you are a professional and you're taking the time to listen to their needs, and that clearly you empathize with them. So that is the first thing that I've learned. And that is never to quickly judge a customer as difficult. Now, the next thing to also understand is that sometimes for a customer who is termed difficult, they just want to be certain that you're not going to be wasting their time, that you know what you're doing, and that you can be trusted. Now, if you take those three elements and put it back into, you know, listening intently, listening to understand, and empathizing with them on exactly what their business objectives and needs are, you will get past, you know, the doubts of whether you are wasting their time and whether you know what you're doing and whether you can be trusted. Once you've been able to answer those three questions in the minds of the customer, trust me, that customer will no longer be a difficult customer. Now, another thing to understand is that when you're engaging with a customer and they say something to you that comes across as being provocative, please do not take it personally and do not respond too quickly. Remember, the only reason you are sitting in front of the customer is because you believe that there's an opportunity for creation of value, for solving their problem, and for creating value for your organization. So in that instance, you are representing your organization and not yourself. So what you need to do is to take your time, give it some space. Do not be quick to respond. When you increase the space between when the customer speaks and when you respond, you actually will be able to articulate your response better. And it would seem like you've thought about what it is you're about to say. That would also give the customer the assurance that you are actually listening. And sometimes when you notice that the customer is angry, you know, and they seem to be just going on and on and on and on, that might not be the time to try to respond to any of the issues the customer is raising. Instead, ask a question. Ask an open-ended question. That may help you understand what the core issue is and may soften the way the customer then responds. So my dear salespeople, it's very important. Sell with questions, not just with answers. And what does that speak back to? It speaks back to the heightened requirement for positive and, you know, effective listening. So when you ask those thoughtful questions and you slow down the pace of the engagement, it starts to soften out the customer. And the customer is more interested in listening to you. Now, again, you also need to know when to choose your battles with the customer. Don't get bogged down with every single issue that the customer wants to raise. Sometimes they do that thing to delay you or to derail you. So if you end up getting into every little fight, sometimes you might win an argument with the customer, but at the end of the day, they still won't buy from you. So when you wait and you recognize that that particular issue that the customer is on about cannot really be a game changer to whether you win that deal or not, let it go. Let it go and resort to asking more questions. And then sometimes you also find out that the people we term as difficult customers, they want you to still follow up with them, even if they don't buy from you. So they already know that they are tough. They know they are difficult to deal with. They want to see how you react. So they want to see whether you continue to woo them. So if they don't buy from you that first time, don't say, please, 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 I beg. This person's wahala is just too much. No. Go back again. And maybe in the first instance, you were trying to close a deal of, you know, some thousands. By the time you go back the second time, you actually might close deals in millions. So be patient. So when you recognize a customer who may be presenting, you know, some sort of difficulty to you, quickly adopt the stance of a very patient, very tolerant, very listening salesperson. And don't try to skip any of the the sales process steps. Don't skip any with them. Don't even try it. Now, the reason is because it might be difficult. It might take you longer. But if you're able to go through all the stages with them, you know, dealing with their objections, answering their questions, you know, going past the agreement stage, getting involved in trying to explain and link the value that your solution brings to their pain or their gain. Once you're able to do that effectively, your closing process will be very short and will become very, very attractive. So you have to make sure that with a difficult customer, you don't skip any of the processes. And also, it's not always a good idea. You know how sometimes as salespeople, if we believe we know our product very well, we want to talk about it. We want to just go on and on and on about how beneficial it is. It really may not work. So once you identify that a customer is difficult, just keep it simple. Keep it simple, keep it lean. Focus on those particular benefits that speak right into your customer's objectives. Everything else, keep it down. And if you've done all this and it doesn't seem like you're about to make any progress, you may actually want to give the customer a chance to try out that solution. Just try it out to make sure that the customer gets a sense of the value that you're providing. And once they do, trust me, getting that closure will be a whole lot easier. So, dear salespeople, tell me about the difficult customer that you have engaged after you've listened to this. And try this out, don't forget, because I believe that it would definitely add some value to your conversations and your engagements with that difficult customer, again, in quotes. Till next time, keep selling. Hello, everyone. How are we doing? Okay, welcome to today's podcast. Today we're going to be looking at some tips that we as salespeople could utilize to ensure that at the end of every month, at the end of each week, at the end of each year, we are able to meet up with our sales targets and our sales goals. Now, first of all, the question would be, why do you need to set sales goals? All sales goals you set as a business usually to form the backbone for your activities and for your revenue generation drives. And a number of reasons why organizations always make sure that they set sales targets include, you know, when you have defined sales targets, it keeps everyone in your sales team accountable. So it breeds accountability. It also helps you, you know, to understand and visualize what success looks like. And then, of course, it keeps the sales team motivated. And finally, it also helps you to measure performance. The sales targets and sales achievements are one of the most quantifiable goals an organization can set for themselves. And when they have this, it is easier to identify the progress that has been made towards achieving the business targets for the year. Now, let us look at some tips that could come in very handy for us as salespeople, you know, or sales leaders. The first is, we're in a different world now. You know, we keep saying it's a VUCA world. Everything is volatile, complicated, complex, ambiguous, uncertain. So one of the things that would be very important at this time is to master virtual selling and, you know, meetingless selling. Gone are the days when people would be ready to make out time to meet with you physically. So the more you have the ability to sell virtually, the better it is. So you need to start practicing this. Practice making those calls. Practice having those cold calls. Practice getting on the phone and being able to transmit your message virtually and otherwise, non-verbally, to the customer or the prospects that you're trying to meet with. The next thing is that you have to become very, very adept at using social media, especially LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is a social network for professionals, for employers, for employees, for buyers, for consumers, etc. So it's a very, very viable tool to utilize as a salesperson to build your networks, to engage, to start to find those prospects and those meaningful buyers. It helps you to, you know, do quite a bit of customer research, to also reach out to customers and also make those connections that are really very important. And you may not believe this, but LinkedIn actually serves as, you know, a virtual meeting room or a virtual networking location where you can actually, you know, to the best of your ability, reach out and engage with potential customers. Very, very good. Very useful. It also, you know, it's also very important that you're very clear about what your objectives are. What do you want to achieve with each of the customers that you engage with? Do your research properly before you start to engage. Remember, it is more of a buyer's world now than it is a seller's world. So the more you're able to reach out and engage with potential customers and you are clear about what objectives you're trying to achieve are, the better. It shortens the sales cycle, shortens the sales process, shows that you understand what you are doing, and shows that you have, you know, like, taken out time to research and understand your potential customer and their business. And as always, always ask open-ended questions and be conversational. Don't act like you're seeking to sell. Act like you're seeking to help, seeking to empathize, seeking to understand. Once you're able to do this, you win the customer's trust, and then you can proceed to actually move on with closing out that sale. Now, when you ask those open-ended questions, you also have to make sure that you are very attentive. So be a very active listener and aim for problem solving. You know, it's a very, very important attribute for any salesperson. You have to have the ability to listen. So when you ask those questions, listen for the answer. I'm going to stress listening because it is so important, especially in this new world where you are most times than not having to have relationships or form relationships remotely. So listen, pay very strong attention to listening. You know, avoid interrupting the customer whilst they speak. Observe and listen to their body language if you can. You know, sometimes even when you're on the phone, you can tell a person's state of mind or, you know, how they are thinking or receiving what you're saying. Learn to summarize what the person has said to you and retell them for assurance and so that they correct it if you have gotten any bit wrong. Whilst the person is talking, remember to use brief verbal affirmations like, you know, I understand, or yes, I agree with you, or yes, I see what you mean. And also use non-verbal cues, you know, as much as possible. This is almost impossible if you are engaging virtually. But for those your physical meetings that you may have, learn to utilize the non-verbal cues. Now, you also have to make sure that you wait for the person to pause or stop talking before you give any form of verbal response. Don't be in a hurry to respond and frame your responses in accordance with the challenges that they have identified or spoken to. Now, in addition to this, you also have to improve on the level of communication that you exude. And then your sales managers and sales coaching activities need to be more effective and more virtual. It has to be such that helps to build the virtual selling competencies of your sales team. And it has to be such that, you know, recognizes that the times have changed. The sales process has to be amended to be more amenable to the times and the acceptable behaviors of the times. Now, always remember that it is important that you position yourself as a problem solver and not as a salesperson. A problem solver, not as a salesperson. And then finally, it is very important for those of us who are sales leaders that, you know, we try as much as possible to understand that the sales process has changed and that we may not be viewing our sales guys with the same type of microscope that we were utilizing before. We have to understand that there has to be a heightened attempt to increase the level of productivity in the team, and this can only be achieved through a lot of collaboration with other functions within the organization. So there has to be more communication between the sales and marketing team. There has to be more communication as to how to sell the products, especially virtually. There has to be, you know, some sort of updates on our onboarding process to ensure that at the end of the day, you know, we are actually selling fit for purpose products and services. As a sales leader, also, you have to make sure that you get your team educated on what your unique selling proposition is. And they all need to understand this and they all need to know how best to position this within the customer's mind space. Begin to, you know, negotiate and move towards your customers early on so that you don't have to spend so much time trying to do this later on. So with these tips, I believe that we're very well on our way to making sure that we achieve on our sales goals and objectives for the year 2021. And just to close out, account management has become even more important now, because as the customers cannot see us all the time, they need to feel that we actually do have their back. So, as a sales leader, as a salesperson, as a sales manager, you know, push up on your account management skills and make sure that you stay in touch with your customers. Till the next time, keep selling.